Good evening, everybody. I think it's going to be another cozy room.
Nah, our fans are always exactly on time.
Oh, yeah?
One more minute and we'll have thousands rolling into the door. You just wait.
Yeah, okay.
Rolling, like actually rolling. Like a bowling ball.
Yeah, you think. So, 他们现在都在滚在床上，是不是？是这个意思吗？
Just like our boys.
And I have a feeling that our faithful fans are mostly our students.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I know.
I have no problem with that.
Who has mint junior Honda?
Your mom has some pain reliever back stuff.
I hurt my back.
No, not cilantro.
Yeah.
How I hurt myself, I don't know. It's a mystery.
Being old. That's how
I didn't. I didn't pick up any heavy boxes, but the other day I just, what's that?
Wait, did you hug our children?
Hug? Like our own two children?
Yes, our own two children.
I did.
You boys are too fat. You fat hippos.
今天我们学校拿到体重的那个单子，我是过轻耶。
Good job. Wait a minute. That's
过轻是 too light.
I know. He's too light. You better be careful. We're going to have to start giving you like lead shoes so you don't float up into the sky.
你过轻欸。I try my best to feed you, okay? I already did.
28.1 or 29.1?
Wow. Anyway, today we have a book. We have to come back to the topic. Yeah.
Here we go.
It's a very...
Starting up. You want me to go ahead and start up here?
Yes, please.
You want to chat something up?
Okay. We are not on the groove yet.
Right.
Okay.
Let me get back on the groove.
Okay. Yeah.
Story life, bedtime book, I talk like a river.
By
Jordan Scott and Sydney Smith.
Sydney Smith is the illustrator.
Is that right?
It is.
Sydney Smith?
It is.
Is the illustrator the drawer?
The person that made the pictures, yes.
Question.
Sydney Answer.
Smith is really good. Sydney is a boy's name or girl's name or both?
I don't know. I know it's the name of a Sydney, of a city. Oh my goodness.
I know.
It's the name of a city named Sydney in Australia.
I know. Because you are...
All of the Sydneys that I know have been female.
Okay. But the illustrator of this book is a male.
Then I guess it's also a male's name because there is one. So there we
All
go.
All right. What? Okay.
Just like, honestly, the name Jordan also works for men or women too.
Yeah.
So they both have... Are you ready for this word? Androgynous.
Androgynous. What does it mean?
Androgynous. It is ambiguous whether it is male or female.
Oh.
So if someone has an androgynous face, it means it could be like a really pretty man or like a real handsome girl, okay?
Okay. So does it have negative connotation to it?
No. People will say David Bowie had an androgynous face.
Okay. In Chinese, 我们说很中性. No.
Just the middle.
中性, yeah. That neutral?
Yeah, like a neutral. Yeah. Androgynous. Ambiguously.
Okay.
Anyway, wait, goodness. That's a long way to go.
Super well done.
The artist here has done a very good job on these pictures.
Sydney Smith.
Definitely a book to be seen.
Yeah.
On the cover, we have a boy standing in a river.
Yeah.
How do you know? Maybe he has trunks.
He says, I talk like a river.
Mm-hmm. Page turning sound
will be, I need a river sound. Whoosh.
Oi. He spit.
I just need a whoosh.
Okay, whoosh is fine.
Whoosh.
Okay.
Whoosh.
Let's go.
I wake up with the sounds of words each morning all around me. Now, I gotta say the first thing about this book that hits me right away.
Is I don't understand.
No. Is, number one, the pacing on the sentences is odd. So should I read this, I wake up each morning with the sounds of words all around me? Or I wake up with the sounds of words each morning all around me? And I'm assuming that the author was trying to convey the whole feeling of of being uncomfortable with words because it's all about a boy who stutters.
What is stutter in Chinese? Do you know? Stutter 就是口疾。如果你讲话口疾的话，就是你讲话就会像这样，就叫 stutter.
There are different kinds of stutters too. Mm-hmm. There are other stutters where your brain like fully locks up and you are just silent.
Like me.
So you're trying to say the next word and your brain cannot move the information to your mouth and everything just gets all twisted up. So you're trying to say like banana. Mm-hmm. And so you can say, oh, I see a... and then you just have to wait for the person to be able to get the word out. Like there's no way to have them speed
up. Oh, so you
up.
Can keep repeating a sound, but you can also just lock down and you can just, you just can't pronounce that sound out. Okay.
Yeah,
it's like
I
when
heard
you
it,
swallow water, when you swallow it too hard and it's like the air like...
I suppose. Mm-hmm. I swoosh! P for the pine tree outside my bedroom window. C for the crow in its branches. M for the moon fading in the morning sky. I wake up each morning with the sounds of words all around me. And I can't say them all. Mm. What have we got here in this picture?
Velociraptor.
A T-Rex, yeah.
Oh, that's a velociraptor.
Oh, okay.
You see how long those arms are?
Okay.
What are these?
Marbles.
What is this?
Horse.
What is this?
A train.
There we go.
Wagon.
I don't know what that is. That looks like a old-timey car. Mm. Whoosh! The pea and pine tree grows roots inside my mouth and tangles my tongue. Ooh. Wow. The sea in a crow that sticks in the back of my throat.
Ow.
Oh, the sea is a crow that sticks in the back of my throat. The M in moon dusts my lips with a magic that makes me only mumble. So apparently the author of this book is not comfortable with the sounds of p and k and m. They're very difficult
so
for him to say.
So he used pine as for p. Okay.
I guess he really has trouble saying the word pemmican.
McDonald's? Well, I guess only... But I have a question... Does every stutter have different troublesome sounds for them?
I would guess so, yes.
Yeah, so for him, it's p and k and m sound.
Swoosh! I wake up in the morning with these word sounds stuck in my mouth. I stay quiet as a stone. I eat my oatmeal without a peep. I get ready for the day without a word. Mm. Must be difficult to eat oatmeal with a mouthful of words.
Ha ha ha.
It's good pictures though,
yeah.
For real. Swoosh. At school, I hide in the back of class. I hope I don't have to talk. Mm. When my teacher asks me a question, all my classmates turn and look. Dun, dun.
Done.
Yeah, so if you have problems speaking, you don't want the teacher to call on you, right?
I don't think any students at school really want the teacher to call
on you. Oh, no.
Well, I know I can't say that. I mean,
no.
All of the students here tonight obviously want the teacher to call on them.
Teacher me!
Teacher me!
Not all the... But, yeah. But I want you to pay attention to the pictures on this page. You see, on the left is the picture in the classroom, right? Mm-hmm. Do you see anything special about the picture on the right?
Yes. Kids' view.
I do.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of like teary, so the...
Teary? What do you mean teary?
The vision is kind of blurry.
Oh. So, 右边这张看起来很模糊。你觉得它是眼睛有泪水看出去会是这样子。Oh.
I have another observation. Desmond, do you have one?
Maybe it's just a child's view.
A child's view?
Mm.
Well, that would be true because it's the back of the classroom.
I
believe the perspective has changed because the student stood up.
Yeah.
And also, the one on the right is very has a very rough texture to it because I guess the kid is having difficulty because on the left here, it was all very smoothly drawn. But on the right, it's suddenly like, oh my God.
对. Yes. Right? That's exactly what the illustrator was trying to do.
Is that right?
Yeah. 我有看了一些这本书的访问。 然后那个 Smith, Sydney Smith, 他就是在说右边这个图会画成那样, 就是, this is actually the same picture, but the right presents like the...
It's a different version of the same picture, yeah, right?
Yeah, 它是就是用两个不同的角度去画同一个照片, 然后右边这一张就是当他可能被叫起来的时候, 他可能整个脑子里面就是天旋地转, he might be very nervous, but I think Roland might be right too, he probably has tears, so he can see anything, everything clearly, yeah, that's very smart.
I understand. Swoosh!
他在吃科学面吗?
No, it's the sea from the crow over here flying in.
See, and the pine tree.
And the pine tree growing all around him.
Where's the moon?
In the sky, where it's supposed to be.
Oh, the moon is here.
Right on his head. Oh, it's the third eye.
Okay. 跟包青天一样吗?
They don't see a pine tree sticking out from my lips instead of a tongue. They don't hear a crow. From inside my throat. They don't hide their eyes from the moonlight that shines from my open mouth. That must be difficult to play hide and seek.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the moonlight shines out of his mouth. Convenient, though. You want to read in bed at night? You just open your mouth and... Swoosh! All they hear is how I don't talk like them. All they see is how strange my face looks and that I can't hide how scared I am. My mouth isn't working. It's full with words of the morning.
What's with this picture?
Just a lot of classmates. I think those are all the classmates in the class, right?
Maybe it's also the boy, I'm not sure. It could be different drawings and perspectives of the boy here. Swoosh! Mornings are always hard, but this one's especially tough. I'm more stuck than ever. My teacher says we all have to talk about our favorite place in the world. Today is my turn, but my mouth just isn't working, and I want to go home. What's your favorite place in the world, Desmond?
Home.
Wow, he actually say home. What about you?
Roland.
What's your favorite place in the world?
Austria.
I agree. That's a nice place, isn't it? Austria is a pretty nice
Austria
place.
Austria you have been to.
It's a very nice place. No. My dad picks me up from school. It's just a bad speech day, he says. Let's go somewhere quiet.
Why didn't you ask me my favorite place in the world?
Because I know where your favorite place in the world is.
I feel discriminated.
Where is your favorite place in the world, Phoebe?
It's... on my bed with the AC on. Is that what you thought? It wasn't the place you thought.
No, it's wherever there's a lobster in front of you.
That's not true.
Swoosh. My dad takes me to the river. Take me to the river. We walk along the shore looking for colorful rocks and water bugs.
Water bugs.
Bugs that live in the water. Those would be water bugs, right?
Shui-tong-ma?
Yes. Maybe water striders? I mean, so many different bugs live in the water.
水敏?
水敏,哪个敏?
敏,我不知道.
Okay. 我不知道, I don't know if I should quote these guys on Chinese or Taiwanese anymore.
Duck.
Duck? Why?
Swoosh. Duck.
It feels good to be quiet and alone with my dad. But I can't stop thinking about my bad speech day. All those eyes watching my lips twist and twirl. All those mouths giggling and laughing.
I'll feel bad too if I get laughed at.
That's always rough.
Unless you're telling a joke.
That's true. Then you're going
being,
for it.
I said being laughed at.
Instead of being laughed with.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
People laugh with you when something funny happens and you've done something entertaining. And you're also going, ha, 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 ha. People laugh at you when they think you are the joke.
Uh-huh. Laugh with you 是跟你一起笑的意思。Laughed at you 是嘲笑你的意思。So you don't want to be laughed at. You want to...
You want people to laugh at your joke.
Yeah.
Not at you.
Yeah. That's right, that's right.
This picture on the right, is this supposed to be...
Waves, rocks.
Waves and rocks, you think?
Yeah, in the river.
Oh, it's like the shore of the river here, yeah?
I think this author has like many different styles of drawing.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes it's all smeared together, but this is all very...
This one's all clean over
clean,
here, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one over here has...
有点像中国的那个山水画的感觉，那个油墨画的感觉。
What she said.
You don't understand what I said, do you? Anyway.
Swoosh. I feel a storm in my belly. Uh-oh. My eyes fill with rain.
Wow.
He must have eaten some really spicy food.
So what Run is the, away, Dad. What do you think the rain is here?
Tears? Tears. Mm.
So he was storm and rain, right?
Mm. So I don't know what the storm is.
It's the spicy food from lunch.
That's the 麻辣火锅
he ate a crow, all right? Swoosh.
My dad sees I am sad and pulls me close. He points to the river and says, "See how that water moves? That's how you speak." I look at the water. Mm. Where are they sitting here?
On the shore.
On the shore
on
of the
rocks.
Water.
Yeah.
Mm. Looking out at the river.
What do you think he means? That's how you talk. You talk like a river. What is that?
I don't know.
It's the title of the book. We got to at least work this
like
out.
Yeah. Like
water,
a,
think about
the
it.
The river is jerky, but sometimes it flows
perfectly. Why is the water jerky sometimes? Is that a correct word to say jerky?
Yeah, jerky as in it doesn't move smoothly. It kind of like stops and starts. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like
那你觉得河流为什么有时候会顺顺的流，有时候会不是很顺？
它有没有阻碍？
有没有阻碍？那你觉得河里的阻碍是什么？
石头。
那你觉得它有没有画石头？
有。
Okay, so I guess...
Stutter.
It's a stone, okay?
So then when the water hits the stone, it's when the water stops. But when there's like nothing in the river, then water flows.
Mm. It's like a life raft through... Mm. A very rough river and like a very peaceful river. Like in a rough river.
Okay.
You know, it's actually pretty fun to go down these rivers on those rafts, though.
Really?
I've done it before. Except for that one time I almost died. That time wasn't fun. But the rest of them were pretty good.
What happens when you almost die?
Well, you want me to tell you the story? I was on a raft in a river and I almost died.
Why?
Because the raft, we were going through some really serious rapids. These are called rapids right here. Mm-hmm. I was on the Colorado River.
Oh.
And it's pretty famous for whitewater rafting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the raft, on these rapids, and our raft flipped over. but that's not all. You know, this happens often when you're whitewater. It usually flipped off, and you just jump off, and you all catch up later on. But... whenever it flipped over, I was still trapped underneath the raft, and I was tangled up in some ropes that were part of the raft while we're still going through the rapids. So that was a fun time.
Oh my gosh. And then what happened? I have never heard a story.
I died. Wait a minute. No, I didn't.
Did you hold your breath?
I mean, I had to, obviously.
So they flipped the raft and then you just finally revealed to the water or what?
I mean, I fought my way out from untangled on these ropes as I'm going down the river because I don't know how long.
Where were your friends? What were they doing?
They were also trying to swim for their lives. You can't blame them.
We don't do whitewater rafting ever.
Anyway, so, you know, I got untangled and it popped out from under the boat and then...
Oh.
Was kind of done with whitewater rafting. I believe that was my last experience with whitewater rafting.
Whitewater rafting 是中文不知道是什么。I have to make it up.
What's the name of whitewater cafe?
白水。
It's probably 白水床. I don't know.
白水. Oh, no.
It's okay. Somebody will tell us later.
Yeah.
Swoosh! bubbling, churning, whirling, and crashing.
So all the different sounds of the river, of the water, right?
Oh, we got a fold-out page.
Swish.
Swish.
So we got... This is a boy, this boy, 大大的脸，对不对?
Uh-huh.
然后呢，它其实是一个全开的， 它把它打开之后。
So, we're looking at the boy's face, and now we're going to open it, ready?
Yeah.
Three, two,
and
one.
And in his mind.
So, 一长夜。
My dad says I talk like a river. Title of the book.
Yep.
Wait a minute, when did he take off all his clothes and go into the river here? Or is this just in his imagination, you think?
Well, if a boy wants to go into the water, it takes them no time to get off all the clothes, okay?
Yeah.
Unless
you just go for it, you know?
So, 最后这一页就是... So,
is this the last page?
No.
It's almost, yeah, almost.
Okay.
It's a very wide page. Mm-hmm. This is what I like to remember, to help stop myself from crying. I talk like a river, or from not wanting to speak at all. I talk like a river.
You already said it.
You said it again. You got a problem with that?
Yes.
Swoosh. When the words around me are hard to say, I think of the proud river, bubbling, churning, whirling and crashing.
So now the boy is swimming in the river, eh?
You better watch out for rocks.
Please
stop. Swoosh. And I also think of the calm river beyond the rapids, where the water is smooth and glistening. This is how my mouth moves. This is how I speak. Even the river stutters like I do. It's moving smoothly through the water now here.
Yeah. Seriously, what I said earlier, like the painting style sometimes look a lot like 中国的水墨画. It's like in one form of art in Chinese, you know, art.
Okay.
Use calligraphy to draw pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I see some resemblances here.
Looks like some sort of water paint or something.
Yeah.
Because these colors spread out really wide here. Swish. I wake up in the morning with the sounds of words all around me. I go to school and tell the class about my favorite place in the world. I talk about
the river.
Wow.
Swish. And I talk like a river.
Yeah.
So I guess during his speech, he was also talking like a river.
Yeah.
The very end of this book, he has a little story about himself, about how he speaks. It's quite long, so I'm not going to read it. But he just talks about he and his dad and the river and
the
speaking
story.
In general.
Yeah. The end. So I have a question earlier, and I'm going to raise it now.
Yes.
So if you talk that a river is like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if you say, I talk like the ocean?
It's all the same.
So if you talk like the ocean,
well,
what would it sound like?
Everything you say is always very deep.
So you would say something provoking all the time?
Profound, yeah.
Yeah.
Sandy?
就是常常讲会让人家很深思的话.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. What if you say, I talk like a rock? 机智问答. If you talk like a rock,
you just say like.
You got a very gravelly voice. Eh? Gravelly?
But anyway, this is the true story. The author of this book, Jordan Scott.
Talks like a river?
He actually stutters.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.
Stutters.
Well, no. When you actually stutter, it's like when you are talking and you don't know what you want to say, sometimes you stutter. But people who actually have this condition, they have problem talking. And I was watching some of his interviews earlier. He actually talks like this. And then I think it's, I don't know, for a person like me, I make my living by talking.
Mm.
I feel it's very brave of him to put himself out there, because I would feel a little bit embarrassed. But I shouldn't feel so, because everyone is different. But in one of the interviews I saw earlier, there's one thing Jordan Scott told all the readers, the young readers. One of his suggestions for all the young readers was, tell your mom and dad to get you a giant, thick Oxford dictionary and just spend a year and read through it.
Yes. I know what you guys are doing this year.
Done. And he said it's very cool. It's the coolest thing in the world.
What?
Yeah.
What did you do this summer?
Read the dictionary. It's awesome.
所以这个作者真的建议就是小读者要去买一本最厚的牛津字典，从第一页读到最后一页. You know what? I did that.
When nerd.
I stopped at probably third page of A.
Yeah, right? And then you were like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah. 就到 abnormal. Yeah, so I think that's very interesting.
Okay,
that's
A, B.
Yeah, I didn't get to AC. You didn't get to like
accordion. Abnormal. Just yeah. Yeah.
Is there AZ?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Azimuth. How's that? It's really weird. Okay.
I think Sandy really wants to say something. I think she wants to tell us why water rafting.
Ah, yes. We had a question, didn't we? We had a hanging question. White water rafting.
Sandy, 你要跟我们讲 white water rafting 是什么意思吗?
White water rafting 就是泛舟。
就只有泛舟吗? 我知道泛舟, 可是我以为有不一样的泛舟。
就我知道就是泛舟。
Okay.
Because... 但是我举手不是为了回答这个问题。
好, 那你想要回答什么问题?
就是呢, 你们在讲这个故事的时候啊, 然后我的脑海里一直浮现一个人, 然后这个人的这个故事有拍成一部电影, 所以我想要跟你们分享。
King's Speech?
对。 对。
嗯。
就是我觉得, 就是我们一般的 starter, 就是, 大概就是影响我们的生活而已, 但是呢, King's Speech 的这一个 George 就是他的 starter 就是可能影响整个世界的走向, 然后而且就是当时他的 competitor 是希特勒, 然后希特勒又非常非常的会演讲, 他被誉为是就是20世纪最会演讲的人之一, 所以当时的这个 George 他的 就是他每一次 starter， 然后他每一次要 make public speech 的时候呢，他的心理压力真的不是我们常人能够想象的。所以他很短命，我觉得这个有很大很大的一个原因。而且就是这部电影里面呢，就是他的那个language therapist 就教了他很多的方法，然后让他重新建立信心，然后让他就是至少演讲的时候，他的 starter 不会太过严重。就是我觉得他的那些方法应该也是有用的，所以就是我觉得如果有家长小孩讲话上真的有这个困难的话，就是说不定也可以参考一下这部电影讲。对
，King's Speech 中文翻成王者之声，我没有记错的话。
对吧？没错，2010年的电影。嗯，我有
we saw it together, right?
We did. One of the parts of the movie that I remember was he read something while he was listening to music, and he was able to smoothly read out words while listening to music because the feedback from his speech wasn't getting back into his brain, and so his feedback from his speech is usually the thing that made him stick. While he was speaking.
Oh.
Because here's a fun thing for everybody out there. Mm. There's actually an app that you can download.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Speech Jammer. If you ever want to feel what it's like to have a stutter, you can download this app. It's called Speech Jammer. I think it's called Speech Jammer. It's a Speech Jammer or whatever. And what it does is you put on headphones and then... you speak into your iPhone or whatever you use, and it will play back your own sound into your ears, but like delayed a little bit. And so you'll hear like your own echo in your ears, and your brain will automatically like shut down and try to re-speak the words. And it's like mentally walking through mud just to speak. I watched a video of these guys doing it, and I've never done it myself. Uh-huh. But it's something that I wanted to mess with.
So speech jammer.
It's a speech jammer, yeah.
S-P-E-E-C-H, 就是演讲那个 speech. Jammer, 就是 J-A-M-M-E-R.
Roland has something he would like to say.
I read it in a Doraemon book before, and it's like, it is exactly what Daddy just said. Mm-hmm. It's like, when you say something, it will replay the thing that you just say in 0.2 seconds.
Yeah, there is actually a delay that causes the maximum amount of disturbance to your speech. And so you can change the delay on the app, on the one I saw the guys using. And they were able to set the delay for shorter or longer to find their most like, annoying and difficult thing. It's a lot like...
Like when we had our Zoom class.
Yeah, we had a Zoom meeting with the parents.
就是我们上网课的时候，然后如果我的声音讲出去，然后学生开麦克风，但他们家是用喇叭，所以我就可以从学生的麦克风听到我自己的声音。
Yeah.
And then I just cannot speak. I cannot.
We were doing one in the office with all of the GE parents one night. And you had your audio on and I had my microphone on, but we were listening to the speakers from your computer.
Yeah.
And when I was talking, I heard myself through your speakers. And so all the parents were probably like, what happened to Derek? Is he stupid or something? Because suddenly I just couldn't speak smoothly. And it was a lot of effort. Just forcing my way through this lag.
You just hear yourself, right?
But just a little bit behind. You know what I'm going to do? You keep talking. I'm going to download it on your iPad. I'm going to see if we can get it.
You just
keep chatting.
Okay, Desmond, what do you want to share?
Like, that happens to me on class a lot when we're on Zoom class. Like, my teacher, she always keeps her microphone on because it's better for her to speak. She doesn't need to keep pressing the button. And I talk, I hear myself, and I stop. And I keep talking, and I hear myself.
And you have to stop, right? You just cannot...
And after I hear myself, I start speaking again, and then I stop.
It's the same feeling. Are you there yet? 现在某人去download那个 speech jammer. 你们大家如果就是因为那个 clubhouse, 你可以滑出去嘛，你们可以去 download 一下。
I have something to say.
Okay.
Because when I remembered stutter, I remembered that I was watching something at school that my teacher... That my teacher let us watch. It was like this robot, a robot painter that could paint portraits of herself. And you can almost say that she has a personality.
Okay.
And then when she's speaking, she's like...
Okay, so the robot stutters.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. It's called... Start jamming speech.
Oh, okay, you have to speak louder.
Oh, no, sorry. It says connect your headphones. Anyway, we'll try anyway. Hello, everyone. How are you feeling today? No, it doesn't work because there's no headphones. And it gets crazy. Wayne went to Wales to watch walruses. Not bad.
Why is that screeching sound?
It's because it's giving itself feedback from the own microphone. It only
works. Oh, so you have to wear earphones to use. Yeah. Okay. Alright, so you got all excited, but the experiment failed.
We'll play with it later because, you know, I gotta hook up headphones and all of that. But anyway, it's a thing. It really is a thing.
Okay, 我们有下载真的有一个 app 叫 Speech Jammer. 所以如果大家想要体验一下如果口疾的人讲话是什么感觉，你们就可以去那个 app 我们看。
Okay.
Alright.
That's it for me.
Yeah. I think that's it for us.And I guess that's it for tonight.
Okay, unless anybody's got a comment they'd like to say. Anybody?
No.
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 Desmond, you done? Roland, you done?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right.
So that's it.
Night night.
Night night.
Don't let the rivers bite. Hey, you guys got it tonight.